Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What's up, everybody? Happy Tuesday. We are the Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Tuesday morning, March 24, 2020. Junkies coming to you all remotely. I am in Gaithersburg, Maryland. We've got Jason Bishop in Ashburn, Virginia.
Yes, sir. What's up?
Johnny Cakes checking in with a little bit better lighting in Olney, Maryland.
I feel like a hostage in a cell with this harsh lighting. It's crazy.
Got your Brooks Like jersey behind you.
Brooks Like.
Eric Bickle in Kensington.
Good morning.
And sounds like a guest appearance from Luca.
Luca barking at a squirrel or a rabbit outside. Yep.
She's so desperate for a fence.
I can't believe you can hear that.
Just wants to go run around outside.
Those are some sensitive mics we got.
Well, we do have everything up and running. We thank you for tuning in. As always, if you want to chime in, 800-636-1067 is the number. That's the same number for the Thompson Creek Windows text machine. Standard message data charges may apply. And you can always tweet us at Junks Radio. Should mention, we'll talk a lot about the Redskins' moves today. They trade for a backup quarterback. Mm-hmm. They trade away Quentin Dunbar. So a couple of big moves for the Redskins. Rick Snyder will join us at 7 o'clock to give us his take on the Redskins' moves. Les Carpenter from the Washington Post is going to join us at 9:20. And we have the governor of Maryland joining us at 8:45, Governor Hogan.
Can't wait for that. That's going to be a big, big moment for this show. cannot wait. And Hogan has been, I think we all know, one of the big leaders in this. I don't care where you stand on the political side of this thing. He has been one of the guys at the forefront, been one of the most aggressive at shutting things down, canceling school, trying to help small businesses, but by the same token, shutting down these large gatherings and bars and restaurants, et cetera. So he's been awesome.
Did you look at the breakdown of what they considered essential services? If you went through all of them.
I did.
Entertainment was one of them and communications.
Absolutely. I mean, I don't know if we're supposed to talk about it, but I know some guys that are driving into work over in D.C. have some top secret forms that allow them to be on the roads.
Ooh, look at that. That's fancy.
Yeah. So if they get pulled over, they just whip it out, and then they're fine.
Exactly. Right? Exactly. So, a lot of people ask, are we going to be on the air during this? Are we considered essential? And frankly, we are.
Yeah,
I guess so.
The show must go on.
This wacky show is considered essential.
If something important happens, we've got to pass along the messages.
That is
exactly
true.
Exactly. So,
by the way, Hogan got into it with, I don't know if you guys saw Meet the Press on Sunday morning, but he got into it with de Blasio. Is it de Blasio, the mayor of New York?
Yes.
They got into it a little bit. Just disagreements over how Trump was handling things and mm-hmm. the military's involvement. De Blasio was really pushing for the military to be in New York specifically, and there was some red tape on that. And I don't know. I don't know if we can ask him about it or not, but...
Hogan's pretty open. He's been a critic.
Yeah, the politics involved just slows everything down.
I'm not interested in sort of the political ramifications. I'm interested personally in the real world ramifications. When are schools going to open, if they are? When can people slowly, safely acclimate back to work? What kind of relief do we have for workers?
I don't know.
I don't care if he's getting fights with people.
I don't know if they're going to have answers on when things are going to return to normal. I know that people are starting to talk more and more about it, but when the deaths are still climbing, I think it's tough to change the policy. Yesterday was the first day in the United States where we had over 100 deaths.
Yeah, I mean, and it's still going to accelerate, but this is because we're still in the middle of this 15-day period where I think everyone's done a pretty darn remarkable job of staying away from large gatherings.
I think pretty good job, but again, people playing basketball, people going to the cherry
blossoms.
Those
are the minorities. That's why they're jumping out at you.
But it's enough, and that's why Governor Hogan made the move yesterday to shut more things down.
Hopefully those are the outliers.
Those are the outliers.
I know that everybody on this screen is staying home for the most part. Outside of going to the grocery store, Everybody's staying home.
And I'm limiting that. I haven't been to the grocery store in a week.
I mean, I've been, but I mean, I'm trying to keep it to a minimum.
Yeah. I'm going to have to go for my mom this week.
Yeah.
I have to drive over there. I mean, she's done pretty well. She says she can go about 10 days between stops, but
that's pretty solid.
She has osteoporosis, so she needs like milk and calcium for her bones and stuff. So you can't just give her, you know, milk the last 3 months.
Plus, you need to get her burritos, EB.
Whatever's on her list,
fajitas.
Yeah. Whatever's on her list. But yeah, no, I mean, one of my big key questions for him is how is Maryland going to make this calculus about when it's safe to let people slowly transition back into their regular world.
Right.
And, you know, obviously the president's struggling with that. He's trying to figure out that and use doctors and everybody to figure out that calculation. But what is Governor Hogan's calculation going to be? And does he think that that's something that's going to happen sooner rather than later? Because, frankly, I don't want to unleash my kids out into the world until I feel fairly confident that they're not just going to rush back and bring the virus home.
He's been pretty aggressive, and if you look at the Maryland stats, I'm looking at the updated stats on coronavirus.maryland.gov. 288 confirmed cases in Maryland, and 93 of them are in Montgomery County. That's where Eric, John, and I live.
Yeah.
I believe only 3 deaths in the state of Maryland.
Yeah. Yeah, they're doing great with that. I mean, honestly.
Yeah,
and I have a friend who is a PA/nurse who's working in the hospitals, and I was asking her if the hospitals were overrun, and she said quite the opposite.
Yeah.
So hopefully people who have elective surgeries, who don't have something that is catastrophic to them personally, are staying away from the hospital, because if the coronavirus cases increase to a point where the hospitals are stressed, they're ready for it.
Right. Here's the thing that's scary about it. So, I mean, obviously we know we're not going to be able to get this thing down to zero, right? There's always going to be some people with this. You know, while it's great that 99% overall seem to be recovering, 20% require hospitalization. They do need, so that means 1 in 5.
And a lot of them are in our age bracket. You know, the people who are dying tend to be over 70, over 80 years old, have the pre-existing conditions. But there are a lot of people between the ages of like 20 and 60 who are being hospitalized.
Yeah, I think it's 20 and 54 is that little demo there where they had that number. And I think they do tend to be people that do have some underlying issues. But still, the fact of the matter is 1 in 5 overall need some sort of hospitalization or at least an ER visit or something. Now, only 5% end up, I guess, in the ICU. But you know, I don't want to unleash people back into the world where I got a 1 in 5 shot of going to the emergency room.
Right.
So I don't know when you make that calculation.
I think it's when that curve flattens, when we start to see a lessening of cases
and deaths.
You're going to
see that. Eventually. 1,000,000%.
They're seeing that in Italy,
days.
Actually. I think they're being precautious, but they said in the last 2 days there have been less cases in Italy and less deaths. Still a ton. But it's actually been less for 2 days.
I mean, if the incubation period is 14 days, that's on the outside of it, and we go 15 days shutting it down, there is a 100% chance we're going to see a reduction.
Yeah.
Although I did see yesterday a story about the Princess Cruise Line. So they got everybody off one of those cruise ships, right, that was highly infected. And I guess they went back and they did a study, and they said, you know how we've talked about the coronavirus only living for 3 days on a surface? They said it lived for 17 days.
Yeah, no, I'd heard 9, but I saw that study this morning, too.
That's crazy.
That's why you got to be an elite hand washer.
I mean, who's booking cruises at this point?
Well,
I mean, who would do
but
such
it's indicative cakes that it could be 17 days at your grocery store.
Sure.
Right?
That's why you have to take precautions, why you have to wear gloves, why you have to bring wipes.
Here's the updated number, 386,000 cases globally, 16,000, just under 17,000 deaths, 102,000 have recovered.
Right. Right.
I don't have the breakdown for the United States, but we just need, like you said, Eric, we just need to see some good news. We need to see it level off a little bit. We can ask Governor Hogan all those questions.
I'm going to ask him where he stands on the hydroxychloroquine, which, the president has been touting. I just saw this morning, I was unaware of this, that Daniel Kim, that guy from Lost, he says, look, I'm not a doctor, but he says he believes that was the secret weapon that helped him get over. They gave him Tamiflu, they gave him the Z-Pak, and then they gave him the hydroxychloroquine, and he said he thinks that's what got him out of there. It got him healthy. So today is the first day that New York, that they're going to start prescribing it in mass doses to people that want it. And, you know, hopefully in 5 or 6 days, we're going to start getting more reports from people saying, yeah, that really helped. And I think that'll help the economy. I think that'll help ease people's minds. I don't think it's going to be a miracle necessarily. It's going to save everyone.
It's going to take time.
But they do say the anecdotal reports are that it really helps you get better quickly.
It may. I did see a story that wasn't exactly the same cocktail of somebody who died taking their own version of it.
They went to the aquarium. It took like a fish.
I understand. It was
they're
an
idiots.
Aquarium.
And then people are trying to blame that on the president. They're just idiots. They went. They took a tank cleaner for an aquarium, and they gave it to themselves, self-administered it. You know what? That's a thinning of the herd right there.
Now, Jason, Virginia pulled the plug on school. You have a daughter who is a junior at a Virginia school. I mean, you know, you always talk about the softball season. Like, everything's done for her.
I know. It's devastating. It really is. It's devastating for these kids. Not just because of sports, but you know, they're going to start online courses on the 30th, but it's devastating. Just think about the seniors.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, all these kids are really getting screwed, man, all across the country, but certainly with the states that are on lockdown.
They are, but I don't think they have an alternative.
No, they don't. Not right now. You're right.
Yeah. But I feel for them. Like, they're going to miss prom. They're going to miss, graduation.
But at some point, the country has to get back to normal. The question is, when is it?
Yeah, well, how long is that into the future
again,
at this point?
You know, we got to be careful with this, because if we get back out there too soon, we're just going to be right back in the same boat.
Especially because so many people are still asymptomatic. That's the thing. The Rand Paul example, I think, is a good example. Here's a guy who didn't really have any symptoms, thought he maybe came across somebody with coronavirus. Then an idiot continued to kind of live his life, so he may have infected a ton of other people, and then 6 days later gets tested and is a positive. And there are a lot of people like that who can be walking around with no symptoms and have it.
No question about it. I want the economy to get back together. I want small businesses to make their dough. I want everybody's 401ks to go back up. But I don't want my kids running around, because I know I'll be very, very careful. But I don't want our youth in particular running around and spreading this virus at the first opportunity. I want a slow transition, and frankly, I'm not in a rush back.
Well, let's hope that the next 30 days are positive. You know, Virginia's on lockdown for 30 days.
Is that right?
Yeah.
That's what that order is? So you know it's not going to be in a week slow transition back.
Nope.
Yeah.
It's going to be a month.
I think that's the right move.
Now, maybe they can decrease that as the reports come in, the medical reports come in, if we see a change. But as of now, they decided to close schools the rest of the year, and it was March 23rd when they decided that. So they closed schools for another 3 months, essentially.
Yeah, they're being aggressive.
I mean, looking at
Virginia, they're afraid, though, that in the populated places, you know, the high density, the Alexandrias, the Richmonds, that it's going to explode. Right now, Virginia cases, if you look at the state-by-state thing, 3,697 people have been tested, only 254 positives, with 38 hospitalizations and 6 deaths. So they've done a pretty good job in terms of limiting the death. The percentage is really low, but they're just afraid of that exploding.
Yeah, but the problem is they've only tested, 3,700 people?
Yes.
I mean, there's a lot more than 3,700 people
there
in the state,
but,
obviously.
Yeah. There is, but you can't hide the deaths.
Right.
Pretty hard to hide that. So I think that's the number that you need to keep an eye on, because clearly the number of people out there, and that's a question I have for Hogan. I wonder if his medical people think that this is something that's been around there for months before we really kind of figured it out. Because clearly it's widespread. It's all over the country. This didn't just happen, you know, in the last 2 weeks. I mean, for several weeks, all of our officials were saying the risk for Americans to contract this disease was low, even when people were popping up with it. And I understand why, because there was no evidence yet of community spread. But now in hindsight, clearly this thing's been out there for a long time, in my opinion.
All right, boys, got to take a break. Phone number, if you want to chime in on anything, 800-636-1067. We will talk Redskins next. Quentin Dunbar out, Kyle Allen in. We'll get your take on that if you want to chime in. Rick Snyder is going to join us coming up at 7 from 106.7 The Fan. And we got Governor Hogan at 8:45 right here on the Junkies.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington this Tuesday morning. Redskins made some moves yesterday. First, you hear about Kyle Allen, who was the backup quarterback in Carolina, had 17 touchdowns, 16 picks last year. Started off the season red hot. People were saying he was going to be the heir apparent to Cam Newton. Mm-hmm. And then he cooled off and started throwing a bunch of picks and having a bunch of turnovers. But he did play under Scott Turner, who is the new Redskins offensive coordinator. So the day started with that, and then it ended with Quentin Dunbar being traded to Seattle for a fifth-round pick.
Yeah, a couple things. So the Kyle Allen move, if I'm Haskins, I'm feeling pretty good about that. Because they didn't bring in a Cam Newton. They didn't bring in a Jameis Winston. They brought in a guy who most regard as a backup in this league.
That shuts all that down.
That should settle that down. I suppose in theory – they could still maybe make a move for Tua and then trade Haskins, but I just think that is a lot more unlikely at this point. Mm-hmm. I just don't understand what the rush was to get Allen, because if you wanted to still have that threat of potentially drafting Tua and maybe getting some more, you know, draft picks to maybe move down, I think that it's less of a threat now. So I kind of don't like it. But if I'm Haskins, I'm happy.
We talked about it. Backup quarterback was certainly something they needed, but I don't know that you need to trade a fifth-round pick for a backup quarterback.
I agree with that.
Now, they get the fifth-rounder back in the Dunbar deal, but you're giving up a higher fifth-round pick because it would have been the second pick in the round to get Seattle's fifth-round pick. I don't get why you need to trade a fifth-rounder. I get it. It's someone you're familiar with because he played in the offense last year, but – he turned the ball over a million times in 9 games.
I mean, maybe I'm crazy, but I think there are hundreds, if not thousands, of Kyle Allens just walking around. You don't have to part with draft capital, especially a fifth-round pick, to bring that guy into your building. Are you familiar with him? Yes. You've worked with him before? Yes. But does that warrant giving away something that's pretty valuable, I would think, in a fifth-round pick? I don't think so.
And by the way, they could have probably gotten Kyle Allen – on the free agent market, because Carolina brought in P.J. Walker.
They had five quarterbacks on the roster.
Yeah. And they obviously are comfortable with P.J. Walker in a backup role because Allen's gone. So yeah. I don't know. I think they just, they were too hasty.
Yeah, and I don't like only getting a fifth for Dunbar.
So yeah, that seemed light.
Essentially, it's a wash. So they basically gave away Dunbar for nothing. I mean,
it's a 15-spot loss.
Definitely.
They come out a net loser.
They just wanted to dump him. I was listening to Chris Russell yesterday with Chad Dukes, and it was just his speculation. They were wondering, well, what is the value of Quentin Dunbar? And the speculation was late second, third rounder. They got a fifth rounder for him.
Fifth rounder, wow.
Well, I can't remember if it was John Kimes' report. It may have been. I guess they just decided that they didn't like the way he handled it. They didn't like that he went public with all this stuff. And they just didn't want to deal with it.
Yeah, make no mistake of it. Ron Rivera is clearing house because we also didn't mention Monte Nicholson's out.
Yeah. Well,
so they got rid of Monte Nicholson. Yeah. So the secondary is going to be a lot different.
Yeah.
Of course, they added the safety. Wasn't a big signing, I think, by the Redskins when they added that safety for $5 million. And, of course, they brought in Fuller from KC, the ex-Redskin. So the secondary is going to be a lot different.
No question about it.
I just don't understand what they're doing. They obviously have their reasons, but I just think you...
It's a reset.
It's a reset in bringing in their guys.
I know, but you don't have to trade a fifth rounder for Kyle Allen. You just don't. He's not worth the fifth rounder.
I agree.
They must really love him.
Well, remember, the overall numbers are terrible, and he really fell off, but he did have a four-game stretch, I believe it was, where he was pretty good. So he showed flashes of being able to do some things.
Yeah, I mean, four games until defenses finally realizes what its weaknesses were.
Yeah, it's fine. That's fair, but at least he showed, hey, you know what, he's capable of having a big game.
And then he turned the ball over 16 times in the final nine games.
Yeah.
And
that's a lot of turnovers.
I believe he took a league-high 18 sacks of 10 yards or more.
Right.
Oh.
Right.
Yeah, he was the league leader in that. Yeah. I saw that last night. I couldn't believe it.
Not a sack, but a lead.
He's the king of the big sack.
Yeah, the mega sack category. Right.
I didn't even know that was a category.
But like you said, Eric, I mean, if you're Dwayne Haskins, all right, the job's yours now.
I
don't think they're drafting Tua. I've said that from the start. And now you got your backup quarterback there in Kyle Allen. All right, now you move on. Haskins is your guy. And try and put some more pieces around him to make him better.
Yep, I agree. Well, they need a lot of pieces.
And you do have a guy. Look, Kyle Allen can help Haskins because he knows the system.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. So I think that's also what that is. That's a meeting room thing. That's a daily thing.
Everybody wants their guys.
Yeah, and, you know, he can help Dwayne. Look, this is going to be a difficult transition for Dwayne. You know, we talked about it a couple weeks ago, but this whole shutdown that we're all going through, one of sort of the trivial details to it is a young quarterback that's learning a new system is not getting his reps. He's not getting work in the film room with the guy. Now, maybe they're doing some Zoom meetings with Scott Turner, and they're going over things. I wouldn't doubt it.
Right.
But he's not getting field reps. We know that. I mean, with the social distancing, frankly, really go out there and throw to receivers. Because you're getting the germs all over the football. I mean, there's really no way you could do that.
Big battle wipes.
Well, I know for a fact Haskins is throwing to receivers.
Yeah, I'm sure. But he's not throwing to I doubt he's throwing to Terry McLaurin.
Oh, he's throwing to some street free agent fodder. Probably his brother.
Brother. He's throwing it to guys who he played high school with.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
By the way, speaking of Tua, he released that quick video of him throwing.
I saw him look pretty good.
He looked good to me.
Looked pretty healthy.
Didn't look like he had a hip problem.
Now let's see how he reacts when he gets hit. But sure, he looked like he's healthy. That was a really nice thing to see. Didn't look like Bo Jackson.
And he's going to release more and more and more of those, and teams are going to get butt-sized.
Yeah, but don't get suckered in by the slickly produced 8-second-long video where nobody's pass rushing him. There's no pressure on him.
Yeah, but the only issue, Quakes, is health.
You wanted to see mobility.
Yeah, exactly.
And he had the mobility back.
And that helps.
You wanted to see the feet. And the feet look good. Now, he looks small to me.
Right. He looks tall.
I'm not sure he's a hair over 6 foot. But
right.
But that's fine. That's fine.
So how would you grade the Redskins offseason, including – you know, what the moves they made yesterday, including all
the
Fuller signing, the Sean Smith signing.
It's been very underwhelming. I mean, how I would grade it, it's C incomplete minus, right now. Like, there, I saw people on Twitter yesterday, at Junks Radio, if you want to hit us up, basically tapping out on Ron Rivera. And I'm like, let the guy have a couple of seasons first.
Let's pump the brakes on
that. But in terms of off-season moves, they whiffed on their big targets, whether it was Austin Hooper or Amari Cooper. They brought in lesser guys. And then I think if you just evaluated yesterday's moves, I don't think anybody's blown away. Like we said, they probably gave up too much for Kyle Allen and didn't get enough for Quentin Dunbar. So if you, I'm going to give him a C-.
I'll tell you what.
A C- would be the best grade I could give him.
I'll give him a C- now, but if they went out and has Logan Ryan signed with anybody, Cakes?
Not that I know of.
I don't think so. Available.
If you can go out and get a Logan Ryan, and then your starting secondary is Ryan and Fuller and Sean Davis and Landon Collins.
Yeah.
All right, that's a legit unit
right there. They clearly have a screaming need in the secondary
for
another top-flight corner, whether that's a guy that they draft like in the third round or if it's a free agent. They need another person there.
I'm just saying I would upgrade the offseason, you know, overall grade if they can go out and get Logan Ryan. Now I know I got a legit secondary. I've got a pretty damn good front four. You know, who knows about the linebackers, you know, just yet. But I think that defense would look a lot better if they could go out and shore up. I'm sure they have a plan for it. Offensively, very dicey. Defensively, you add a Ryan, now you got a legit unit.
Yeah, they need help along the offensive line. They don't have any real threats other than McLaurin.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I'm the only one in town, I think, that likes Logan Thomas. I think he might be able to do something. It's not like he's demonstrated it yet, but
I'm fine with Logan Thomas as a backup. I just don't want him as a starter.
And it looks like the Skins are still pretty good as far as salary cap space that they can spend. It looks like they have $33 million left that they can spend, so they're top five in that category. So they can still spend some money and bring in some other pieces.
Yeah, I think Ryan would be my number one target, too. I happen to agree with Jason. But, you know, after that, I don't know. I think it's a fairly underwhelming crop in terms of how much wear and tear some of these guys have and, you know, in terms of big names. I'm sure they can find value there. But I'll leave that up to Kyle Smith.
And then, obviously, in the draft at two, you assume Chase Young goes, and then they got no second-round pick as of now. Third round, maybe you can get one of those stud receivers. So you're not getting Judy or CeeDee Lamb, but maybe, you know, T. Higgins falls to the third round.
What?
So maybe you can get some help at wide receiver through the draft. But right now, Logan Ryan's not that old. I think he's 28, maybe 29.
Yeah.
So I would go after Logan Ryan.
Yeah, I like Logan Ryan. Honestly, if I was running the Redskins war room, I would do everything in my power to try to acquire more picks and move out of the Chase Young sweepstakes. I really would.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I would be.
You're done with Chase Young.
He's going to be a great player. We just have so many needs.
Wow. I'd rather have two or three elite guys. That's the thing. Is if you look at the Redskins roster and the NFL comes out with their top 100 players, the only guy who was top 100 was Trent Williams. You don't have elite players, and Chase Young, from all accounts, is going to be one of those guys.
I think he's going to be great, but we can maybe get two or three great ones.
Yeah, you can also roll the dice and move down to four or five, depending on who wants to move up, and probably
get
grab
the linebacker
an elite
that everybody loves.
Get Isaiah Simmons.
Yeah.
Plug him in.
Get him. I mean, you could definitely get other great players. Then maybe you could also get a first-round receiver. You know, maybe you can get a guard or attack, you know what I mean? And then all of a sudden, now you've filled three holes instead of one.
Right.
So like Omar.
Yeah, that is the old Omar drop right there. Yeah. Perfect.
I know a lot of Redskins fans probably agree with you on that.
I've really come around on it.
Shop that two and acquire two extra picks or three extra picks.
Well, I'm sure that they're going to listen to all the offers, and they're going to be active, I would think, in calling other teams like the Dolphins, like teams that want to move up, and
say,
hey, we're sitting here at number two. What's the offer? What's the package you're willing to give us to come up to this valuable real estate? They should be, even if they're really not serious about moving up the pick.
So let's go on record that JP would take Chase Young. You would pretty much turn down all the offers. You would take Chase Young.
Well, if there's an offer that's going to blow me away, I'm definitely going to listen to the offers, but I think the likelihood is...
How about two ones in a second?
Two ones in a second?
Yeah.
I would do that.
Yeah.
Sure.
Exactly.
But I just don't know that offer is going to come.
Yeah. Cakes,
two ones in a second? I mean, what team is giving me the two ones in a second?
I take that deal in a heartbeat. From
Miami, I guess. From the Dolphins.
If the Dolphins are desperate for Tua to get up to two to draft him, I'm going to take their two of their picks, and I'm going to take a second, and I couldn't be happier about it.
Right. And then you're going to get three starters out of that deal.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which this roster needs.
Jason, what do you do?
So you're telling me Miami's going to give me their fifth and their number 18th, and then they're going to give me their second?
Yep.
I mean, I would do it, but I don't think Miami would offer that. But, yeah, I would
do
that.
I don't think that's happening.
I would do that, yeah.
I think all of us would do that.
Because you
might. Isn't that essentially what they did for Robert?
Yeah, but that kind of blew up in their face, didn't it?
It did.
Right,
it did.
So I think other teams look at deals like that and go, oh, they gave up way too much.
Well, only because he didn't pan out. But if he had panned out and was a top 10 quarterback for 10 years, then it would have been worth it.
Right, you got to pan out, but you got to basically be a Hall of Famer.
Well, don't people think that Tua's special?
Some do. Let's find out.
I thought most people thought healthy Tua was special.
Let's find out.
Yeah.
But going back to Jason's question.
The Dolphins may think we can still get Tua at five.
Yeah.
Going back to Jason's question, though, Jason and I both gave the Redskins so far a C-. What does Bickle give it, and what does Cakes give the offseason thus far for the Washington Redskins?
I told you, C-.
Everybody's on the C-minus tip.
Yeah. Look, I don't know anything.
I'll grade up and give them a C. I'll take the minus off it. It's a solid
but nobody's
C.
giving them an A or a B.
Well, not right now.
Splashiest move is Kendall Fuller at $10 million a year, and it's a need, clearly, but when that's your biggest guy that you bring in, and share if you re-sign him, it's probably a C offseason.
The splashiest move was a slot corner.
They're not done, but as of now, yeah, I'd give them a C-, yes. But they're not done. Hell, they could sign Logan Ryan today, and then tomorrow all the Skins fans are excited.
Yep. Well, it go up, take the minus off it. Cakes can go to B+.
there you go.
Yeah. It's incremental. One move is not going to change their offseason.
All right, if you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. What do you make of the Redskins' latest moves and their offseason thus far under Ron Rivera? Is Coach Rivera botching this? They get a fifth-round pick for Quentin Dunbar, who... You know, we always talk about it. Pro Football Focus had him as one of the top corners in the league. He only played 10 games, but he was the Redskins' number one corner. And then they trade a fifth-round pick for Kyle Allen, the backup quarterback in Carolina. So he did have familiarity there with Ron Rivera and Coach Turner, who's going to be the offensive coordinator. But as Jason mentioned, had a million turnovers. 800-636-1067.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. This Tuesday morning, it's JP in Gaithersburg, EB in Kensington, Cakes in Olney, and Jason in Ashburn. We're in Virginia. They pulled the plugs on school for the rest of the year. Done. I'm going to guess that's going to happen in Maryland eventually. They haven't made that move yet.
Yeah.
I already told my kids that.
It's just really tough to get your kids to do online learning.
Now,
it really is.
Is Virginia doing that distance learning thing, or they just shut it down?
No. They're going to start on the 30th, March 30th.
Okay, so they didn't give up on, math or anything. Like,
no,
they're going to still try to get it done.
I mean, these kids have to do something.
Well, you know, my wife pointed out that SATs. Yeah. So my daughter's actually taken the SATs already, but if she wants to take it again, she does. They've already canceled two of them.
Correct.
So she's wondering if schools are maybe going to put less of a priority on SATs for this class.
Well, I hope. And just go with GPAs?
Well, yeah, because some schools already do SAT optional anyway.
Yeah,
but
you're
right. maybe schools will just say, you know what? A lot more schools will just say we're going to put more emphasis on their writing and on their grades, and go from there because
like
it's not fair to kids.
It's not. I mean, junior year is the most important year for a high school kid going to college because colleges don't look at senior year grades. They just don't because applications are already in.
Yeah, they don't care.
They don't care. Junior years is the biggest year. These kids are getting royally screwed because of it.
Yeah,
absolutely. And I said this yesterday. You don't think about it. You're thinking about how they get to college, but the learning side for those that are younger, you typically have to learn something in one grade to move on to the next,
correct,
especially in math.
Yeah, but everybody's getting passed. They're just getting hooked.
Yeah, just getting hooked.
But then how do you go from, I don't remember the arc, how do you go from algebra to geometry?
Well, it'll be some remedial stuff.
Whatever it is,
next year.
How do you go to next year?
You know what they
do,
JP?
Backwards a little bit.
They give you a recap like they do at the beginning of Homeland every single week.
Exactly.
Like 90 seconds, here's your catch up, now you're ready to go.
I mean, let's be honest. Can you do any of that stuff? Any of that math stuff from back then?
I couldn't do it then, let alone now.
Literally.
Are you kidding?
None of that stuff ever stuck with me. The science stuff, maybe a couple history things. I mean, nothing.
Let's be honest. Unless you're an engineer, do you really need math on a daily basis?
Well, you need basics. Got to be able to tip.
Okay. Yeah, maybe 20% of something. Big deal. Anybody can do that.
They closed all the restaurants.
Yeah, I mean, a monkey can learn how to tip 20%. Please.
But that's about it. You got to be able to tip. You got to be able to balance a checkbook. Not even really that now. They do that for you.
Do
balance
that.
A checkbook.
Well,
I actually
gotta understand
do that.
Online banking.
You got to understand finances. You got to understand how much you got there and how much you can spend.
Oh, I think it's much more important if you give kids like rudimentary finance lessons.
Oh, yeah.
Stuff like opening bank accounts.
So,
simple savings, 401k, stuff like that. That's way more important than math, in my opinion.
So Stevie is down to $3.27 in his account.
Felted.
From what he didn't spend on beer, he has spent on gems playing video games the last 2 weeks.
Oh, no.
Right.
He's doing the dreaded in-app purchases?
Which he's done before, but I literally thought my wife was going to blast off when she saw that.
Well,
what game is he playing?
Gems.
I don't know.
He's buying
last
a bunch
night
of
he was playing Call of Duty, but you know, I don't know what they're playing.
Yeah, I don't know.
I just hear guns.
That's great.
But it sucks too that your daughter loses her junior year of sports.
Oh, it's terrible.
Well, luckily volleyball was fall, but her club season's been decimated.
Right.
Decimated, and it's a big recruiting year. Now, luckily, you know, she's got a couple offers already, but you not necessarily the plate of offers she wants to have. You know
it's
what I mean?
It's a crushing blow. It really
and then
is.
My youngest.
I just meant watching. I wasn't talking about that aspect, like Jason watching softball.
Yeah.
I don't know. Cakes, I don't know if your son plays anything.
Yeah, my son plays lacrosse.
Fall.
I mean, the
devastating.
The plug is probably going to be pulled on that. It sucks.
Absolutely.
You know, you lose one out of your 4 years of high school playing a sport. I mean, it stinks for all the kids.
And listen, I know no one cares. But my 10-year-old might be on the best 12-year-old team they've ever had around here. Number one in the region. They were going to make a splash at Nationals for sure. And that's done. Done. So,
is she a swimmer? Is that why you said splash?
No, it's volleyball. She's a
the
diver.
The world has changed. The world has changed. Maybe forever.
And I tell you what, I don't know.
I'm scared.
With
some
the online,
aspects.
What is your daughter doing at Virginia Tech?
She started online classes yesterday.
Yeah, online, I think Kelsey's very studious. She gets good grades, so she does it. But she said in at least one of her courses, they have given the kids an option. You can go grade or you can go pass fail.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now,
well,
I know what I would
calculation.
Do.
They haven't given that option.
But if you do pass fail, here's the thing. If you do pass fail, it doesn't help your GPA. It doesn't
correct.
Hurt it. But yeah, so if you have a good GPA, you might want to lock in at pass fail. But if you still need to raise your GPA, you're going to want to do the grades.
Well, I think it just depends. Look, you can have a good GPA, but an A is always going to help. So if you think you got a shot at an A, you're going to take that shot, I think, for the A. So
I would go for the grade because I think online's a joke. So I would crush online classes.
Now she said, I was like,
online. I would think online classes are easy A's or B's. Easy.
Yeah, I would say every exam, when you get to the exams, every exam's open book. How are they going to stop you from doing that? She said she has one professor who's a ball buster and says, with you know, just like us with Zoom right now, you can see what people are doing. So the professor said he's going to Zoom in on people.
Ooh, that will cut it down.
How can you do a Zoom for, you know, 200 kids?
Yeah, I don't think the classes are that big. But
some are.
They can do like a Google Hangout.
Yeah. I mean, who knows? It may be empty threats.
I don't think
at least that's what the professor is claiming
right.
that they are going to do.
Maybe at some schools, but I think most schools, these professors, they've got other things on their minds.
Sure.
I don't think it's they're worried about the kids, you know, using their notes. They should be all open to that. It's a different time. Let the kids do whatever just to get through the classes, and then hopefully
you know, we're at a different time in the summer. I think we talked about it on the air. Maybe we didn't. But, you know, in the early stages of this, just a few weeks ago, before everything had been locked down, and things were becoming obvious that, wow, we got to really be careful what we're touching here, that the professor put his papers in the microwave and lit them on fire inadvertently because he tried to burn a Corona off.
It's a good
but
bit.
Then he lit the papers on fire.
How long can you keep the paper in before it catches fire?
Don't know.
He probably
know
like too 5 seconds.
You know what that dummy probably did? Probably put it in with a stapler. Stapler got too hot, caught the paper on fire. You can't
That's
put
a
metal,
donk move.
You can't put metal in a microwave. It's definitely going to blow up.
It reminds me of a donk move I made when I think I was we were in high school. So Eric and I used to hit baseballs, but we used tennis balls in his front yard.
Yeah.
And we used to collect them behind the tennis court at the pool. And I had all of these wet balls, and I put them in our oven. And then we went out to play, and I slept on it, and
sure.
the house
sure
smelled
good.
Like burnt plastic for sure. hours. My parents got home, were so ripped.
Oh, you wrecked yeah. them.
Well, at least you didn't dig behind the bush and build a pitching mound in the front yard.
Yeah, your parents didn't love that one.
No. Killed the bush and killed the yard.
And neither of us became pitchers.
No. My breaking ball was poop. Fastball was poop, too, to be honest with you.
Couple of catchers, though.
Huh?
A couple of catchers.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Good zing, Jason.
Yeah. Well, Jason would know. He's familiar with both.
There we go. Get that last word in.
I'm sure.
Anyway, so, yeah, I mean, in this house anyway, yesterday, you know, Abe was walking around. She's depressed after Northam's, you know, he had the announcement. I don't know. That was probably around 2 o'clock that they were shutting down school for the rest of the year. Madden's right. upstairs. She's got to pick classes already for next fall.
Right.
Tomorrow.
For a theoretical semester?
For next fall.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she's got that going on, and then she's got online classes. We're trying to keep them on a schedule. You know, we did a couple walks, took the dog for a walk, although yesterday was nasty. It was 42 degrees and raining.
What's the weather looking like today?
A little bit warmer. A little bit warmer, mid-50s. In fact, I'm supposed to play golf today. And it might be my last round of golf for 30 days because a lot of these courses are going to shut down.
Did Northam shut down the golf courses?
That I don't know.
Hogan did it. Are you certain of that?
Yes.
Because in
New York,
in New York, it's deemed essential exercise.
Correct.
Right. Golf is deemed essential exercise.
Yes, you got to get out there and walk the course.
I think in Maryland, if the course collects an amusement tax from the state, they have to shut down.
That has been right. That has been the decree for a while. So,
Valdez, do we know about Virginia?
I do not know.
Yeah.
All right.
That's been
my
the
understanding.
For a while.
I looked at the list, and my understanding was golf courses. We're in there with gyms. They're all out.
It's not spelled out.
Well, maybe,
I looked at the list, too.
Maybe you're right. My guy
I saw a spelled out list.
So did I. I didn't see golf courses in there.
Well, we'll see.
You know what I saw in there? Open. And listen, I want business to survive.
What?
But and I think Hogan's been spectacular. But why are dry cleaners open? Who needs an effing dry cleaner?
Right? Consider it essential.
Plus, not us. Look what we're wearing today.
It gets the Rona off.
No. We don't need dry cleaners open.
Also,
anyways,
I think he's
wearing the same shirt he wore yesterday.
No, because yesterday I did a wardrobe change because what I initially wore was blending in with the couch in the background.
Oh, okay. Right?
So I wore something today that would not clash or not blend in with my surroundings.
Also, I think this is the last day you can get a haircut for 30 days.
It is. That's,
oh, I got to get over to Grooming Lounge today.
Yeah, so they'll be shut down for a month.
Yeah.
So you have to get a haircut before midnight.
I hope my guy Jonathan is able to weather the storm being shuttered for a month. That's devastating.
I mean, that's especially my man Michael Gilman, who owns the Grooming Lounges, two of them.
Right.
He's texting me yesterday, goes, this is going to be a tough time. I'm not sure we're going to survive it. And I said, just hold on. We'll do our best to help you out. We're trying to do our best with the restaurants. You know, the restaurants, at least in the state of Virginia, are still open for carryout.
Yeah.
Right.
So we talked about my buddy Vince Carbone, who owns the Subways. You know, even though you can't go inside and order, you know, order out or you know, have them deliver our guys over at Circa, our guys over at The Palm, Timmy Seymour says they are still open for carry out.
I've done that in a few spots. It gets me I'm a little bit wary about picking up food that other people have prepared,
yeah.
But I'm just hoping everybody's taking
but it still the
proper precautions.
It still helps those, even though it's a small little bit of help.
Yeah.
It helps these guys. It helps some of the guys, the workers. If there's delivery, you can tip them. I mean,
right.
You got to get something out there.
Let me mention this, too, because Mike Walker from BMW Fairfax has been a long time supporter of the show, over 10 years, right, that BMW Fairfax has been endorsing. They're open. In Maryland, the dealerships are closed. In Virginia, they're open. Mm-hmm. And so they're doing all the social distancing things they need to do. And you might think, well, who's going to buy a BMW right now? Well, a lot of people have leases that are up. And they need to get them, you know, to get their new lease. The other thing he says that they're doing over there is if you have a lease and you want to cash, let's say you paid off your car and you want, and now you're like, oh man, I'm a little cash poor. They have deals there where you could borrow and you could pull cash out of your car, right? Mm-hmm. So if that's one way also, you might not want to do a cash out refinance on your house that take months to get all that done. You could do a cash out deal on your car and they'll help accommodate you there. So, you know, support the local businesses, all of those restaurants. These boys all have car dealerships, too. The ones that are in Virginia, they're still open. My guy, BMW Fairfax, Mike Walker, you know, hit me up. I'll give you more details. But they're open for business.
As we mentioned, Governor Hogan will join us at 8:45 from the great state of Maryland. Les Carpenter is going to join us from the Washington Post at 9:20. But next, we'll talk to our pal Rick Snyder from thefandc.com. We'll get his take on the Redskins' moves. Kyle Allen in, Quentin Dunbar out. We're the Junkies. Coming right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.